This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Larson's Barn, McGregor, Minnesota, and we're joined on stage by a volunteer from Northern Community Radio, a friend of the show, originally from the McGregor area. She's a Merc. Here's Diamond Nispel.
Woo!
Hi. All right. Hi, Diamond.
I cheered for myself there.
Now, Diamond, you're an artist. You're what I would describe as an all-around interesting person, and I mean that in the good way, not the Minnesota passive-aggressive way.
I know. We talked about that earlier. I was a little nervous.
You're okay. You're good. Thumbs up. Very, very interesting in a good way. Last year, you surprised a lot of us. I was really fascinated. You lived for about 8 months and...
5 days.
5 days
eight
on the road.
Yeah.
On the road.
On a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle.
I didn't live on the motorcycle, but sometimes I lived beside the motorcycle in a tent and stuff.
Yeah, right.
That's but I rode on the motorcycle.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
And so you, now, people here in the audience can see this, but Diamond, you do not look like a stereotypical biker.
Yeah, I'm about 5'3"
Okay.
Inch there.
We'll give you those. All right.
Yeah. No, when I have my boots on, I'm about 5'1".
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're.
Everybody brings that up, so I thought I would just.
Yeah,
get
you're
it
not
out
one
with,
of these burly motorcycle people.
I'm not a burly Harley riding man. No.
Yes, you are.
No.
You're pretty much the exact opposite of that.
Kinda.
Yeah.
I do have short hair though.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you're on the road on the motorcycle, and what inspired you to take this trip, to take that chance?
Many things, but mainly I've always wanted to ride a horse, and I can't afford a horse, so I bought a motorcycle. And then I always wanted to be a cowboy with my horse out west, so I decided to be a cowgirl on a motorcycle out west.
And go out west.
Yeah,
The more affordable option for the kids listening at home.
No, we all know.
No, moms and dads just...
I'm with you.
Moms and dads...
Nikolai, you know.
Yeah, all right. Moms and dads are sweating out there.
No. Don't... Dude, horses are safer, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Bicycles.
How did you prepare for this motorcycle trip?
Well, I bought a lot of gear.
Uh-huh.
And that was a good amount. I actually started out buying one motorcycle. It was too small, so I bought a different motorcycle. And then I bought a bunch of gear. So I started out sort of broke. And I started out by asking people, a lot of people, like friends who are motorcycle buddies, not really the burly kind, but more like the BMW riding kind, about advice about what they had for traveling. And that was pretty cool. So then I got like a lot of cool advice. I started reading some books and watching some movies. I started Zen in the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, but I didn't finish it before I started on the trip. It's a big book.
Yeah, there's a lot to read.
There's a lot to read there.
So... all of this time you spent really all over the country.
Yeah.
What, any close calls, any stories of adversity to tell us here?
There were a lot of close calls, but and there was a lot of adversity, which is pretty cool. But in particular, I was, speaking of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, he writes about Red Lodge, Montana in there, and I was riding to it. And I was like, whoa, I've read about this in a book. This is so cool. So excited. And there was clear skies and good weather. I'd read all about it. And then I started to get there, and I was about half an hour out, and then, like, these big clouds came, and there was, like, this big thunder clapping, and I'm not wearing any rain gear, so I was knew I was in for it. And then rain hit, and lightning hit, and it was cold, and I didn't have any rain gear on, and I was like, I'm only 15 minutes out. And then it, like, completely soaked me, and it was like a big, big old rainstorm. And then I didn't know what to do, and I was like, I have wet gear. I can't camp in this. So that was... pretty big adversity. So I stopped at a cafe and I went inside for something warm, like tea or something. I was very poor at the time because I spent all my money on gear. And I went in and I ordered the cheapest tea and the cheapest soup. And the lady asked me why I was all wet, and my waitress. And I told her, well, because I just rode through a rainstorm on my motorcycle. And she thought that was so cool. So she asked me all about myself. And turns out she was from Minnesota too. And her name was Rosemary. And she used to be a director in this state. And then she decided she was going to move to Red Lodge, Montana because she thought it was gorgeous and get a little cabin out in the woods with a composting toilet and just live life. And she invited me out to live at her place for the night because she didn't think I should go camping in that, and that was pretty cool.
So
adversity overcome, I befriended a waitress, and I got a place to stay that night.
And that's one of the interesting...
Moral of the story.
Yeah, the one of the interesting things about your story is that you met all kinds of different people all over the country, and generally speaking, everyone was pretty nice to you.
Yeah, it's amazing how nice people are. There was one time where somebody on the street yelled some negative stuff at me as I was on my bike, but that was about it. And people are so nice, and that wasn't the first time that I got offered a random place to stay by some kind stranger. And I met some great people by, like... just going along with it, not being really that scared of random strangers offering me a place to sleep. It was really cool.
Awesome.
Did
All
you
right.
end up on a episode of Law and Order?
No, actually, no. Everybody warned me that that would happen, but it didn't. Not even nice. When I got like to all the scary places.
All right. Well, Diamond Nispel, thank you for your story, and we'll hear you on the radio, Northern Community Radio.
You'll hear me on the radio.
All right. Take care. Here's